Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, spiritual kickoff time. I'm excited to have you here. Let's get right into the word, okay? So we're going to be in the book of 2 Corinthians this week, 2 Corinthians, and we're going to look at two verses out of chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 3 and 4. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we are ourselves are comforted by God." So fellas, we're going to see how we can unpack that, how we can simplify and apply it to our life. I'm telling you, this is going to be a really good lesson, hopefully, that we can all learn around some really important words in this scripture, figure out how we can start making this come to fruition and show up in our daily walk. Okay. So now, first thing we need to know is, where is the book of 2 Corinthians? We got to know this stuff, okay? So if we go to our New Testament, you got your Gospels, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you have Acts, Romans, and you get to 1 Corinthians, and then you get, after that, you get 2 Corinthians, okay? Now, this was the second letter of Corinthians, but it's actually the third, okay? Because Paul wrote another one, but it was a loss. So it was officially lost, so we don't have it. So there are theories that in chapter 10 and 13 are part of that lost letter. I'm going to let you guys debate on that. But for our purposes, this 2 Corinthians is the second letter, but we know that it's the third, okay? So now, this is the verses that are the beginning of the letter, okay? And the point right here that we need to understand is that Paul had gotten word that the church in Corinth was doing much better, and they were acting as the way they should. Okay, big shift from the first letter. Okay, big shift there. Now, we're going to see how we can simplify and apply this in our walk, so we can be the leader God intends us to be. And out the gate, we need to see that we have a Father. With this verse, with this scripture, we know we have a Father of mercy and comfort. Mercy and comfort. And I don't know about you, but those two words are very encouraging when we think about the world that we live in today. Now, mercy is not getting what we do deserve, okay? And that God blesses us with his love each and every day. And we know what we do deserve, right? We deserve separation from him for eternity, but that is not what he provides. That is not what he provides. But the key word, that I really want to look at in these verses and think about today, as you're doing whatever you're doing, listen to the podcast, think about the word comfort. Okay, comfort. Now, I went and I did some looking up. I hit the old Google box. I said, okay, give me some definitions. And I found two that I wanted to share. The first one is a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or constraint. Sounds pretty good, right? And the other one is the easing or alleviation of a person's feeling of grief or distress. Now, either one of them, whether you have that physical pain discomfort or anything like that, it goes away, or you have alleviating your feelings, you're starting to feel better. We all know we want that comfort, right? And this verse tells us that he is the God of all comfort. Okay. Not some comfort, not when it's convenient. Nope. Not when he feels like it. All comfort. And we also know by reading this verse that afflictions are going to come. And this is particularly true for you guys listening who are in leadership positions. Because when you get in a leadership position, people are going to come after you. They are. But we can rest in his promise that he will comfort us in our afflictions. And by when we know this for to be gospel truth, that we can rest in his comfort, it's going to give us the strength to go through those trials, guys. It's going to give us the strength. And I don't want you to go through the trials. I wish that you didn't have to, but you're going to have them, right? And he's going to be there with us. Okay. And just like you want to learn a new skill from someone that's proven their skill set, right? We're better equipped to comfort others when we go through the fire ourselves. I mean, that's just real. You know, if we want to know how to do something, we typically look at people who have been through it, have shown us, right? I recently ran a marathon. So I asked people who ran marathons before, right? If you want to start a fire, you better talk to someone who knows a little bit about getting fire started, right? You want to know something about butchering meat? You better talk to a butcher or someone who's done it before. They need to prove themselves, right? They need to understand that they have the skills needed that you're trying to partake. And when we've gone through things in life and we get past the affliction, don't forget God, right? And just look back and say, "Whoo, man, look what I did. I can't believe it. I'm stronger than ever now." Because that's not what he's telling us. That's not what this scripture is about. And that's not being a Christian leader is all about either, fellas. What you should do when you go through that trial, instead of just thinking, you know what, I can't believe I did it. Give credit where credit's due. And thank him. Thank him for being there for you. Thank him for putting you through that test that is taking you to now to be a better man to serve him because you can understand things of him better, right? That's what it's all about. Because I'm telling you, if you start thinking through this and you say, look what I did, look at me, that's pride. And pride will take you out. And I don't want you guys to go down that rabbit trail, because that's the rabbit trail of the world. And we have to be careful. We can't just go out and just expect everybody to do what we say. No, it's not. It's not that. It's about trying to truly serve and comfort others. Right. And when you share and you try to help others and you start quickly moving to highlighting how God moved in your life and how going through that affliction, right? By going through that, when you firmly clung to him and you were just holding on to all you were worth and what you learned through that process and how you're able to grow. Now you're at a point where you can actually be used as what God has intended you to use to use you to serve other people. Because you're not worried about yourself. You're truly caring about the other person. And you're taking the things that you've learned, the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed to you through going through those files, to go through those trials, to be able to serve others at a level that you never could do before. Guess what? I went through a divorce. Because I went through a divorce, I can now serve guys who have either going through one or getting ready to go through one or have went through one because I can relate to them. And I always make sure that I put it that it's not about me and the things that I did or anything like that. It's just the fact that, you know what, God walked me through that process. I went through it. And here's what I learned. Here's where I really did a terrible job because I was not listening to God. And here's where I was really listening to God and how it blessed me. And I want to help you. I want to comfort you. I want to give you some encouragement, right? So going through stuff like that, losing our child, definitely did not want to go through that. No one should go through losing a child. But the fact is, I can find some joy in that moment. The only joy I can find, though, is the joy because now I can help others because I can have a heart of empathy because I truly can say I've walked through this shoes with you, and I can give them some hope. I can give them some comfort. And God uses me. He uses you. It's a mindset shift, guys. It really is. Because we need to remember, we serve the God of mercy and comfort. He is always with us. And when we use our experiences that he has walked through with us to comfort others, that we're exemplifying leadership right there. That is the true definition of leadership. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about serving. You've heard me say before, if serving is beneath you, then leadership is beyond you. Guys, I'm telling you, this is so true. And we have to understand the God of mercy, the God of comfort, he has put us through the trials. What does it say right here? For those who are in afflictions, we are comforted by God. I'm telling you, fellas, he comforts us in the afflictions, and then we are able, because we've gone through it, to comfort others in the afflictions. Because think about when the last trial or two that you went through, the people that came in and were able to help you the most in your life, they were able to speak truth to you, they were able to actually care for you. Most likely, their hearts, they have gone through some similar struggles and some similar trials, and now they recognize the need to help others when they go through it. And I'm telling you, once you start, you recognize this is an opportunity, this is a gift I have from God to use my experiences to go through something to help people, it's going to change the way you approach leadership, right? Maybe it is your marriage. This week, we're going to be talking on some heavy stuff with marriage, divorce. What does it look like for lots of guys out there who unfortunately, the marriages just don't make it, right? But we're going to talk about that. I have an expert that's going to come in and share a lot of resources, a lot of tips and things like that. But I'm here to tell you, no matter what that trial you're going through right now, the God of mercy, the God of comfort, he is with you at this very moment. And I pray you recognize that. And if he feels like he's so far away, for some reason, you hit play on this podcast today. And all I can just give you is some encouragement, and just reminders that God loves you. You are not alone. You're not defined by that past, whatever that thing is that's holding you back. Maybe it is divorce. Maybe it's addiction, drugs, alcohol, sex. Maybe it's pornography. And you just can't shake going to that website. Man, every time I go to the bathroom, got to pull this up on my phone. You just don't understand, Chris. I'm not really hurting anybody. I'm not doing anything with anybody, right? Maybe you're going through a trial of personal health. You just can't figure out what to do. You get that call from the doctor and you just don't know what happened. You don't know how you're going to fix this. I'm just here to tell you, whatever that trial, that season, that difficult time you're in right now, you hit play on this podcast for a reason. And I'm here to tell you, the God of all comfort, he's going to comfort you in your affliction, and you're going to be comforted by God. And it's not for no purpose, fellas. You've gone through it for a reason. And I'm telling you, if you have an opportunity today to comfort someone else, you don't do it. What are you doing? That's not what we're being called to do. We're called to love. And sometimes that means being open, transparent, being vulnerable, and seeking opportunities to comfort others. So that's my hope for you. That's really, as a leader today, that's what you're called to do. You are called to comfort, right? No matter what your position you're in. Well, Chris, I only have one direct report. Well, good. You got one person that you can comfort, you can serve, you can love like no other. That's what it's all about. Now, if you never, ever taking this opportunity to comfort others, and you're missing out, because you need to think about, how does that comforting others look like in your life? Because it can't just be, right, something that you outsource to others. No, as a Christian leader, you have to do this yourself, right? This is not something you outsource. It's not convenient, Chris. You don't know, man. I got too much going on. I totally get it. It never is convenient to do God's work. I'm just going to tell you, it's never convenient. Right, you're never going to find the perfect time to go do that little mission trip that you want to do, because it's not convenient. Yeah, I got all these other obligations. What if that blessing you're searching for is just on the other side of that one step of obedience? And that obedience is serving others and comforting and just being there and being an encouragement and loving on people the way Christ has called us to do. When you change that mindset and change that thinking, it changes everything. And that's what I want you to think about. How does comforting others look like in your life? If it's non-existent right now, hey, at least you know about it. Now, the question is, what are you going to do to correct it? So if you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior and you're listening to this podcast, hallelujah, you're here. That's the whole reason we're doing the Line Within Us, is to save one more person too, teaching to help, you know, Christian men be the leaders God intends them to be, for sure. But if we can save one person, then everything we've done here at the podcast, put the Line Within Us over 300 plus podcasts out there. It's just unreal when we start thinking about how much God has blessed it. We give him all the glory, but it's to save people, to seek and save the lost. And if you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, today's your day. I don't know why you click play. I'm just glad you did. Now you have an option. You can hit next right now. Or you can take 2 minutes to listen to the good news of the gospel and understand that you are a sinner in need of a savior. That no, you don't need some little coach just going to help you along. No, you need a savior. We all do, right? We all need saviors because we are sinners. And there's a sin, anything that separates us from God. And guys, there is nothing that you can do to overcome that sin. Nothing you can do. You know, you can't help old ladies across the street. You can't give to charities. You can't volunteer. You can't donate. Whatever the things you're thinking about being a good person and that's going to be enough, not. Because you're trying to compare yourself to things in this world versus our holy and righteous God. When we compare ourselves to a holy and righteous God, we all fall short of the glory of God. That's the reality. Okay? All right, Chris, that's pretty sombering news. What do I do now? Okay, well, you need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And he's not just somebody you read about in a book and the red letters. Oh, I better pay attention to the red letters because these are the important ones. Every letter in there has value. And every one of these letters is inspired by the Word of God. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ, anywhere in this Bible, I can find him. You can too. And you need to believe he came on that rescue mission for you, for me, and for the whole world. He left heaven. He came, born of a virgin, right there in Bethlehem. He was raised. He lived. He showed us the ways. He taught us and showed us parables and did miracles and healings and all the wonderful things he did. Then he went to the cross for us. And he paid the ultimate penalty for our sin. The sacrifices that we used to be made with goats and pigeons and things like that, don't do that anymore, right? Because the perfect Lamb of God, his blood was shed for you, me, and the whole world. And they laid him in a tomb, dead. He died for us, but he overcame death 3 days later. And that's who we worship, a risen Savior, not some dead guy, a risen Savior. Then he ascended to heaven, to where he's at right now, the right hand of the Father. He is the only way. There is no other name that's given among men by which we must be saved. He is the only way. I'm sorry, Oprah is wrong. Jesus is it. So once you believe that, this is the hard part. You got to confess him as Lord. And I mean truly confess him. Say, Jesus, I need you in my life. I can't do this anymore. My way just hasn't been working. Or maybe it has been working. And you recognize, you know what? There's a ceiling on your way. But with Jesus, there is none. There is none. Because his way is infinitely better than whatever you can think about. You just recognize in that moment, I need you. I'm not going to do this my way anymore. And you surrender to him. And I mean surrender everything. Right? Your finances, your sex life, your health, your career, your family. The things that you think define you, you surrender it all to him. Everything. Your awesome truck that you're driving in right now, you surrender all that to him, right? And you just bow down to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit's going to come and dwell. You have a new heart. You have a new meaning. You have a new understanding of what life is truly about. And then you'll have the rarest commodity on earth that everyone's searching for. But no one knows how to find peace of mind. That peace only comes when you have that relationship with Christ. So if you're ready to submit your life to him today and take that step of obedience moving forward, let's just pray together. So Father, I'm just praying for that one man or woman who's listening right now, just ready to surrender their life to your Lordship. I pray, Lord, that you hear their prayer. I pray that they recognize that they are not defined by their past. That none of this stuff defines them, that the only thing that gets to define them is you. I pray, Lord, that they just now take steps of obedience, just continue walking down the path that you desire, to just put the old self to the side and just embrace the new Christian, that is ready to be obedient to whatever it is you tell them to do. We pray all this according to your will in Christ's name. Amen. All right. So if you just accepted Christ, I want to hear from you. Okay. Chris@thelionwithin.us. I want to give you a virtual fist bump. I want to pray with you. I want to try to hook you up and try to find some ways, some resources with guys within our community to help get you plugged into a local church, wherever you're at, wherever you're located. I don't know what if I can always help, but I'll tell you one thing. We're going to try. And I want to give you some free resources, our Bible study, whatever it is you need. I want to get you hooked up. Okay. Get started for this battle that you're serving. Okay, you've entered the battle now. You're in it before, you just didn't know it. But now I want to get you, I want to take care of you, I want to serve you, and also just want to just pray with you, just to celebrate with you as a fellow brother or sister in Christ. Again, Chris@thelionwithin.us. Send me an email. We'll love to hear from you, okay? So now, looking forward to seeing you guys here on Wednesday. Come back with us for sure. We're going to have a very special guest who's going to come share his personal story. Really didn't know we were going to be talking about the topic that we got into until about 20 minutes before we hit record. But I'm glad we got into it because it's something we don't talk about enough, nothing we want to just hang out too much on, but it's important to really understand how to unpack this topic because it impacts a lot of men, a lot of guys. We're not talking pornography, anything like that, guys. We're talking something that's pornography could be a result, but I just want to encourage you guys to come back to this one, okay, on Wednesday. Really, really encourage you guys to do that. Give us a rating and review. That helps. Go to thelionwithin.us. Get all our resources, the 30 Days to Unleash the Lion Within, as well as you have all the other resources we have there, guys. We have our YouVersion devotionals that are out there for the Bible app. Love for you guys to check that stuff out. Put a lot of effort into that stuff, fellas. And then check out our community. I'm serious. Jump on the community on thelionwithin.us, as well as our Summit Leadership Development. We have lots of ways you can get started with that. We'll love to hear from you and try to serve you, okay? All right, guys, get after it. Have a great day. Use verses like this in 2 Corinthians to learn, to listen, to apply. Simplification and application, fellas. That's what it's all about here at the Lion, to apply this to your life today. So seek ways you can comfort others, right? Try to be that sort, that comforter for others today. Not with your own strength, but with the strength that, God, that Christ is giving you through the Holy Spirit, okay? You can do this. I promise. I know you can. So get after it. Come back on Wednesday. Look forward to hanging out with you guys then, and look. Keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community. And the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn. And even our amazing forum where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.